for heading to all that handpicked compelling classical music at KUIF Arts Beat feature. The School of Art is now hosting a retrospective exhibition for Michael Pevin, who was the former chair of the art department and photography professor at the University of Arkansas. The exhibit examines his four-decade career at the University of Arkansas. I had a chance to talk to Cynthia Pevin, his widow, about the retrospective.
Michael Pevin was a creative and sort of subversive worker in photography as an art form. And he spent his career sort of breaking the third wall from the plain black and white print of Ansel Adams and Minor White and using high technology. But his object was to make people question, what is a photograph? What is a book? And so his work is humorous. His work draws on American icons. His work breaks apart what you expect to see in a traditional photography show.
From this exhibit, do you have maybe particular pieces that would highlight how you just described his work?
Well, Mike came here from the School of the Art Institute in Chicago, and as a graduate student there, he began to experiment with artists' books. And so I would say that some of his book work was the epitome of what he did, but he also did the same thing using photographic prints. His books would be something that would make you think about why this is not the traditional book print, all about the narrative or the language. They're visual. They are designed to make the viewer somewhat uncomfortable sometimes. Sometimes they're hard to open. Sometimes when you close them, you have to do violence to an image that's in the book. For instance, one of them had tacks that stuck into the face of an actress taken off of a TV screen. But we are very reluctant to mar, cut, or otherwise treat an image the way we would treat a human being. And so he was really getting at your whole sensation of what is a book, what happens when you open a book, what happens when you close a book, what happens when the pages are stuck or tied together, what happens when the images are not what you expect them to be. And so his books would have a narrative, but it was a visual narrative, not a narrative of words.
This being a retrospective of his works, are you happy with the results of the exhibit and maybe the community being able to experience his works this way?
I'm very excited that we got this exhibit up. Mike came to the University of Arkansas in 1977, right out of graduate school. He was very dedicated in both his creation of artwork and in his teaching career. He wanted students to get the excitement that he had about creating art using photography. The exhibit is wonderful. It only touches on a small part of the body of work that he created over this period of time. He tended to work in series, meaning that when you see a group of photographs on the wall together, like his Pnin pictures, which he named after reading the novel Pnin by Vladimir Nabokov, they are images that are color prints that have either sharp objects stuck into them or some of the emulsion scratched away to put words into the image. And when you see those all together, you're not looking at individual prints. You're looking at that whole series of work as a single work of art. His legacy was that he really was dedicated as a teacher and during the time he was chairman of the department with the students getting a good and thorough education, being able to articulate, being able to analyze, being able to know why they were creating the art they were creating.
One of those influenced by Michael Pevin is Rebecca Drolin, currently a professor of photography at the University of Arkansas, who was hired in part by Michael Pevin. She sees him as a mentor.
When he passed away, I felt like there's so many times I'm like, I need to channel my inner Mike Pevin, because he knew how to stand up for the needs of the photo area. It was his department that he formed over the course of the 40 years, and he protected it. He found ways to be its defender. And so in his absence, I felt the need to be tougher and stronger and advocate for photography at the university.
Let's speak to this retrospective exhibit, mm-hmm. maybe a little bit about his work and what is represented in this exhibition.
Yeah, so the exhibition attempts to look at his career with some length. And so there are pieces that go back to his work that he made in graduate school. It was really difficult to go through, you know, 40 years of art making and try to determine what told the right story for his career. I think what I'm most excited about in the exhibition is his playfulness with the medium. You know, there are moments where he did really straight photography, but then a lot of the work that you see in the show shows like his play with materials. There are images with razor blades dangling from them or fish hooks poked through them, googly eyes stuck on. There's a large collage that's essentially like printed on Xerox but collaged into an enormous dog portrait. He was really close with his dogs. So I think his playfulness comes through, and it helped even in like looking back at the work from the 70s and 80s and seeing how it fits within sort of the material play or questioning of the medium in contemporary art. You know, I think the work really stands up well to what's happening now in photography.
And there's some book art stuff as well, right?
Absolutely. I think he is a bookmaker through and through, but not in any real traditional sense. His books always have a huge amount of play. And so there are books that are really frustrating that you like can't get open. He liked to kind of poke and play and push content that might make people uncomfortable, but do so in a way that had an element of humor to it still. And I think that's really obvious in the work scene. Maybe one other like side trail that seems like he always was exploring, particularly in the more recent like 15 years, was his own body. And so after he had a heart attack, he made a book called Open Heart Surgery, and it was photographing his chest, but the book itself, you had to almost feel like a surgeon that you're opening it. There are parts where you had to sew it back together. I remember once him making me kind of unfold and then reassemble the whole thing while he watched, and it was very uncomfortable. It was hard to do.
And there's a student component. You helped arrange an exhibition that's out. It's I'm guessing it's along the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the student exhibition of students who studied with him. I'd love to hear a little more about that.
The exhibition represents students basically from the late 70s until his most recent students. You know, we felt like it was an important component to have alongside the exhibition of his work because so much of his emphasis in his career was building up and teaching others. And so his legacy extends beyond his own work and into, you know, the work of his students. We tried to show the breadth of what people are doing. So I emphasize to people, it's not necessarily just work they made in class with him, but seeing what they've made since then. It shows a strong view of how he has influenced many generations of makers.
Michael Pevin, A Retrospective, is up now through July 26th inside the Fine Arts Center Gallery on the University of Arkansas campus in Fayetteville. Now, it's the summer, so there are special summer gallery hours, and you will need to go to the Art School of Art office around the corner to receive a key and have someone take you into that gallery. The gallery hours are Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. I'm Katie Henriksen with this KUIF Arts Beat.